With steep hills, hairpin turns, and narrow streets, navigating Pittsburgh can be a challenge in any weather. Factor in freezing rain or a blizzard, and most residents do their best to just, well, stay home. But that's not an option for city snowplow drivers. 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski brings us this front seat view from inside the cab.
As I slid my way through slush and snow to get to the city salt dome off Route 51, I wondered how snowplow drivers get to work during a blizzard. After I scrambled the 5 feet up into James Boland's cab, he tells me he doesn't have any secret tricks. He just keeps his front-wheel drive Nissan slow on the main roads.
I'm a Pittsburgh driver, so I've driven in the elements my whole life, so they don't bother me.
Boland has driven a snowplow for Pittsburgh's Department of Public Works for 12 years. I caught up with him as the morning rush hour hit around 8 a.m., but he's been out salting and plowing since 2. Boland's division covers southern city neighborhoods. I tagged along for a trip through Beachview, home to some of Pittsburgh's steepest hills. As we make the turn onto Bosted Street, said to be the third steepest street in Pittsburgh, it feels like the top of a roller coaster.
How many years until you get rid of the fear of coming down this hill?
There's some guys that never get over the fear.
The 29% grade is so steep that Boland can't stop his 10-ton truck at the bottom of the hill. We plow past a stop sign without slowing down. Luckily, there are no cars on the road. Though Boland says incidents are rare, he's been in his fair share of risky situations.
I've been in yards, and I've gone down hills and prayed that nobody was coming across the cross streets at the bottom of the hills.
At times, Boland's truck barely fits through the narrow city streets. On one block, a guardrail inches away is all that separates us from the edge of a cliff and Route 51 below. At the end of some streets, he's forced to execute 10-point turns to make his way back. He controls a panel of switches that move the plow on the front of the truck and the salt supply on the back. Boland raises the plow as we approach a cobblestone street. As the truck violently thumps up the hill, Boland worries the stones could crumple the plow.
This is a cobblestone hill, and I will not sit here and do that to my truck, because it just broke that stick over there.
He's referring to an orange plastic guide stick attached to the plow. After a few bumps, the stick is barely hanging on. And blocks later, Boland notices the plow is hanging to the right. After a quick inspection, he finds the pin holding the plow is bent. Now he has to make his way to the heavy equipment garage, 20 minutes away in the Strip District, for a repair.
So now your division is down a truck for a little bit.
Yes. So there is no big truck going to be covering this area. We'll be only small trucks covering this area right now.
Boland says there are 9 or 10 trucks out for his division, but that includes smaller pickup trucks and dump trucks. With his larger truck out of commission, it will take longer to clear Beachview. We head to the garage where crews are already repairing a handful of other snowplow trucks. We're there for an hour before Boland's plow is fixed and we're back on the road. With the repair delay in mind, I ask Boland about criticism from residents who complain that nearby suburbs clear their roadways faster than the city. He says Pittsburgh's layout is unique.
We're dealing with wagon trails, to where the boroughs, they're dealing with wide open streets and most people have driveways.
But in the city, on-street parking makes navigation more treacherous. Boland says the best thing residents can do when they see the plow trucks in their neighborhood is to stay out of the way.
You give us our space, we'll get your roads open. You don't give us our space, then it's going to take us longer to get roads open.
Boland will end up spending 16 hours plowing and salting the streets, and then he's due back out on the roads at 6 a.m. the next day. Kylie Kaczynski, 90.5 WESA News.